Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 20th. Happy Easter and happy Resurrection Day. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Our memory verse for this week is perfect. It's Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. I'll say the first phrase and then you repeat it after me, and we'll do the whole verse again together. Matthew 28, 6. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Our Old Testament passage today is Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. This beloved passage reminds us that God's strength never runs out. And we must wait on the Lord and trust and hope in him, and he will restore us and renew us. Let's turn over to Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 29. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted him put to death, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guest, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope I get to see you at one of the Easter services today, or maybe I saw you at one of the Easter services. It's interesting that the proverb is all about consumption of too much alcohol and how it can be deceptive and lead us astray. And probably Herod and the people in his court that were having the birthday party had gotten a little tipsy, and he offered the girl who danced before him something that he never should have offered. And so he is fulfilling this proverb, which says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Will you pray with me? Father, we come together excited about this Resurrection Sunday, mindful of your Spirit's work in us. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful opportunity to be in the sanctuary this weekend. We praise your holy name for the renewal project and all your faithfulness to us. Help us to use this gift and steward it well. Lord, I pray for all my brothers and sisters as they long for each of their family members to know you. I pray for their interactions today. I pray for their words. I pray for their mindset. Help us to be a people who are quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Help us to be curious about one another. And for those of us who are far from family today, I pray, Lord, that you would bless our family wherever they are, and that we would hold out to the hope of the resurrection together, even though we're not in the same space today. Lord, we all have something deep inside our heart that we long for. We pray over people who need healing. We pray over situations where we don't know what is the next best step. And we entrust ourselves to you, knowing, Lord, that you renew our strength like the eagles. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Ooh, sometimes it causeth me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Ooh, tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when God raised him from the grave? Were you tremble, tremble, tremble? Were you there?